One of the staples and delicacies of the Australian diet is a black paste called Vegemite. Made from yeast extract and salt, Vegemite is a standard in our diet, as peanut butter is to the average American. Aussies like nothing better than to have Vegemite on toast with breakfast. We call it savory. Americans call it hideous. Most Americans, when given Vegemite on toast, can't move fast enough to gulp down some water and get rid of what to them tastes horrible. Many compare it to chewing on bouillon cubes. One person claimed it destroyed his taste buds for 6 months. Hey, I know the stuff is salty, but it's not that bad. So why do Australians crave Vegemite and Americans can't stand the taste of it? When I grew up in Australia, mothers fed Vegemite to babies so they would learn to acquire a taste for this delicacy at a young age. Australians grew up loving Vegemite for the rest of their long and happy lives. Americans, however, don't get to taste Vegemite until an Australian suggests they try it, usually as part of an ill-conceived prank. Because they have never acquired a taste for it, they can't stand it, and so will have nothing to do with it for the rest of their short and deprived lives. What, then, can we learn from this concerning the spiritual training of our children? Is there an analogy? With just a little stretch, I believe there is. Just like children need to acquire a taste for Vegemite at an early age, they need to be exposed to biblical input as well, so that they might acquire a craving for the things of God. And the sooner they get this input, the more they will desire the truth throughout their lives. Sometimes parents hold back on spiritual training until they think the child is old enough. That is a big mistake and goes contrary to the biblical model. Think about these words written to Timothy from Paul in 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 through 15. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. It's never too soon to begin, and the more Scripture they are exposed to, the more they will absorb and become accustomed to the Word of God. As they learn to apply the truth that they are learning, they will develop the discernment to navigate through the temptations of the world, but this takes time and faithful feeding by the parents. Only as they mature will they be able to influence others in the same way. Consider this thought from Hebrews 5, verse 14. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. When babies are born, they don't know about the Word of God. They don't know about Jesus dying on the cross. They don't know what it means that God created in 6 days, and about marriage or any other Christian doctrine. When our first child, Nathan, was born, he didn't look up at me and say, "Hi, Dad, what are your views on eschatology and soteriology?" Without solid and continual feeding from the Word, all he would have would be the witness of a fallen creation. See Romans 1, verses 19 through 20, and an unrefined conscience alerting him to basic right and wrong. See Romans 2, verses 14 through 15. Our job as parents was to train him in that which is truth, so he could distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 5, verse 14, and not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.